This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The NAACP is threatening to sue LifeNews.com over its continued relationship with and postings of blogger Ryan Bomberger. Bomberger says a ruling by a federal district court judge stifles his free speech rights in the name of trademark protection for the NAACP. Bomberger is appealing that ruling. The Connecticut teen kept from her parents by Massachusetts authorities has been steadily making progress against the system. Not only is Justina Pelletier now back at Tufts Medical Center receiving treatments for a mitochondrial disorder, those Massachusetts authorities are now saying she belongs with her parents. Doctors at Boston Children's Hospital tried to make the case, at Justina's expense, that many chronic symptoms like hers are merely psychosomatic, and they persuaded state authorities to act against her parents. A judge must now finalize the agreement. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org. Or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other headlines, after an Indianapolis Planned Parenthood was caught in a sting instructing persons they thought were 15-year-olds in how to do disordered and even predatory actions, a U.S. representative is now advocating that Congress defund Planned Parenthood. And this week, the U.S. Supreme Court may begin issuing its next round of opinions, including one deciding whether pro-lifers have free speech outside abortion clinics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.